today's gonna be a good day.
What do you want today from Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, other people that may help you to have an amazing day? Our job this Monday morning, the 1st of August. Ooh, ugly.
Already.
Yep, it's ugly that it's the 1st of August. Some people may be excited, though, about going back to school. Some folks do that during this month, some next month. Maybe that'll get you going. What else will get you going? The good news today, I suppose, for many people, as we examine what's going on Doug's turf and your turf, is that we have a budget. We have an agreement. Wahoo, hooga, hooga, hooga. Is that good news?
You're being played, people.
Yeah. Fort Wayne, Indiana, hello. Augusta, Georgia, hello. Worcester, Massachusetts, hello. Roanoke, Virginia, hello. Modesto, California, hello. New Haven, Connecticut, actually, Bridgeport, down that area. Hello, 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 hello.
Hello.
It's time for you to get real. The budget deal, once again, as Richie suggested, which a lot of people are buzzing about on all these boards on Facebook, and I think it was actually like a little Twitter stuff back and forth. The news media has done its usual horrible job of keeping you informed. I was noticing somebody sent me an email earlier asking me if I knew how my congressman or senator voted. And I did some looking around quickly, and Richie, you heard me mention this on the countdown.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't find anything on how either the Congress people voted last week. Never mind what they'll do. They still have to vote on this thing, actually, today. So then you'll see how
everything will change. Yet. Yeah.
The world will change. What is the, what's that soap opera, Jennifer?
As
the world turns. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm remembering the old Jack Armstrong. There was a minister who used to be on the radio, and it was the prophecies. The show is called The World Tomorrow. The World Tomorrow. Richie, can we get some reverb somehow or other?
Can we have some reverb, Richie?
Installed into our system here.
Sure.
Reverb. We need some old reverb. The World Tomorrow.
When I want to sound like God.
Yes, right.
Coming through your speakers.
Adios. Adios. I saw a Camino for sale over the weekend. Some guy's front lawn. You know, the
El Camino?
Camino? Yeah, the El Camino.
Yeah.
I had one.
They're cool.
And I always wanted to have one. Brendan and I both wanted to have
one. How did we go from talking about Echo and God's voice to an El Camino?
Well, because God told
God's
me that I should have the El Camino. Right, exactly. All right, so let's understand what we're going to do here, at least for part of the hour. We're going to talk about numbers. Numbers. We love numbers. We have lots and lots of numbers. I was really thinking about this note that a lady sent me from Springdale, Washington. I'm not sure where that is. Somebody call me that's listening in Washington. Tell me where Springdale. Maybe this lady is up and her name is Melinda. Where is Springdale, Washington? 800-510-8255. She said about balancing the budget, we have to get a handle on entitlement spending. And that includes, for some, Social Security. Do you think Social Security is an entitlement? Some people think entitlements are owed or
get
due.
Back. You've paid in to get back on Social Security, so not as much as maybe welfare.
Well, I was looking at how these numbers relate. The numbers, as a matter of fact, I was, you know what tickles me? Is how people can come up. There are so many creative, interesting, imaginative people who are listening to this program. Somebody came up with a, it's sort of like, if you can use your imagination a little bit, use your head as a television screen, or even go back to when you were in school. Never mind the television screen. Just go back to the blackboard, all right?
And
draw a line in the middle of the blackboard and put Bernie Madoff on one side and Social Security on the other side.
Uh-oh.
All right? Bernie Madoff or Madoff? Which is it? Is it Madoff or Madoff?
I say Madoff.
He made off
a lot of money.
But
yeah,
he did,
right.
Yes.
He's in prison. Okay. So why did he go to prison? He talked people into investing with him. The trouble was he didn't invest their money. And as time rolled on, he took the money from the new investors to pay off the old investors. Finally, there were too many old investors and not enough money from the new investors coming in to keep the payments going. The next thing you know, Madoff is one of the most hated men in America, and he's in jail.
This sounds familiar.
The same thing is happening with Social Security, folks. Okay? Think about it this way. Again, Bernie Madoff is in jail for doing the same thing the Social Security system is doing. Put these, again, using the blackboard as the reference point and the line in the middle. Bernie Madoff on the left, Social Security on the right. You ready? Madoff takes money from investors with a promise the money will be invested and made available to them later. Social Security takes money from wage earners with the promise that the money will be invested in a trust fund and made available later. Bernie Madoff, instead of investing the money, Madoff spends it on his homes in the Hamptons and yachts and that sort of thing. And the Social Security system, instead of depositing your money in the trust fund, the politicians use it for general spending and vote buying. Right? Am I wrong anyplace so far?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Bernie Madoff, when the time comes to pay the investors back, Madoff simply uses the money from the old to pay the old investors from the new funds. Social Security, when benefits for older investors become due, the politicians pay them with money taken from the younger, newer wage earners to pay the geezers. Got it? Here's Madoff.
So far.
Scheme discovered, all hell breaks loose. New investors won't give him any more money. Social Security runs out of money. They simply force the taxpayers to send in more of their money. What have I said there that's wrong? Have I said anything? To you, Mr. Mrs. Yeah, go ahead,
Richard. The one thing you forgot to add is that, like the Madoff scheme, with the boomer generation now being the ones who collect, we have a big-time shortage on the amount of people who will be paying in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Trouble.
Yep.
Yep.
The taxpayer. Ronald Reagan's definition, that's somebody who works for the federal government but doesn't have to take the civil service exam. Something to pass on in a manner of speaking. The two items are very associatable. Is that the right word? Connected. Except one is operated by a private individual, again, Bernie Madoff in jail. The other operated by politicians who have perks, privileges, and status, even though they have taken you for a ride. Ride 'em, cowboy! So again, if I'm wrong, help yourself to 800-510-8255. So what does it fix? What does it take to fix? Did they do their job, cut $3 trillion out of future spending, not anything out of what is being spent now, except for, somebody said, education
typical,
and defense.
That's so typical.
Right.
We'll deal with that later. That's what
right.
we always do.
Yeah.
It gets us in trouble every time.
Yeah. And as far as Social Security is concerned, Richie and I talk about this all the time, and he's so right on this. Look at your pay stub. We underscore this all the time. Look and see how much you contribute to Social Security. And remember, your employer is, if you're taking home a paycheck, you, Jennifer, I'm assuming you're taking home a paycheck from your company, and Richie's taking home a paycheck. So you look at the stub and see how much you contribute to Social Security and see how much your employer contributes to Social Security. It's like 15% of your income before the rest of the taxes you pay are paid.
Mm-hmm.
15%. So let's say you're on the low end of the wage earner scale and you're making about $30,000 a year, and you average that out over the course of, 41 years, just for argument's sake. It's about $230,000, right? Isn't that somewhere in there? If you figure out, you got your calculator, Richie?
I don't. Let me get it.
All right. So let's put these numbers into it. I don't want to confuse people. It's Monday morning, and people are groggy as it is.
I know. I'm a little glazed over. I'm not going to lie.
Right. Well, but think about the numbers.
Okay.
I've been thinking about this as we talk about
this.
So what
did you say, 30,000?
30,000 over 41 years.
Okay.
Should come to
1.230 million. Right. 1,230,000.
So I'm sorry, but I'm taking I'm doing the 15%. Sorry, I'm one step ahead of you.
Okay.
So you multiply it out, then multiply it by 15%. Sorry. Isn't that about 230,000?
Yes.
15%?
You're right.
Okay. So if you think about the value of $4,500 a year, which is what we're talking about, 15% of 30, your employee and employer contribution, at 5%, after 40-some-odd years of working, you have, close to $1 million, right, if you do the calculating? If you took out 3% a year, you get $26,000 a year, and it would be better than, that's good, right? $26,000, you've made $30,000 on average, so you retire and you make almost the same amount of money. Or you get, you're not making it. Huh? Am I confusing you yet, or are you okay?
No, I've had this plan in my head for a long time.
Have you? Okay.
So what you're saying is take this out yourself?
Well, what I'm suggesting is there's a Ponzi scheme going on here.
Right, right.
And it's the same...
I get that.
It's the same Ponzi scheme as Bernie Madoff went to jail for it. That's really all I'm trying to tell you. It's a Ponzi scheme. You've paid into Social Security, and the money's been borrowed at no interest from you by the federal government. How does that work? If you put it in a 401k, you're getting something out of it, right? Anybody disagree? 800-510-8255, 18 after on Good Day.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Hey folks, Kent Emmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called Vacation Ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night discovery vacation, and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations, including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels for the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-615-0438. 1-800-615-0438. Toll free. 1-800-615-0438.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Tycoon named Bernard Madoff has been arrested for running a $50 billion Ponzi scheme. $50 billion. You know, that's, you know what a Ponzi scheme is? That's where they use the money of new investors to pay off the older investors, as we call it, Social Security. This week in Washington, President Obama took time out from his busy day to read a book to a group of second graders. See that in the news? It was a fairy tale about a cabinet nominee who once paid all his taxes.
It's a 24 after the hour, Monday morning, sunshine in your life. A little enlightenment, too, wouldn't hurt. Conversation, thanks to Jennifer and Richie, Doug and you. And in this circumstance, you is you, Bob. Bob, you, wee-wee.
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 Wee-wee. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
So you're getting, are you on Social Security now?
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. How's that working for you? You like do you like my description of what's going on?
Well, it's not a complete description. No. Well, what most people don't remember is this, and there's no reason for a lot of them to remember. Mm-hmm. Back in the, it was either the 80s, it was probably in the 80s, the federal government took over the Federal Pension Fund. Right. The Federal Pension Fund was the retirement of all the federal employees, and that money was taken and invested by the Federal Pension Fund. The federal government couldn't reach in and grab it because it was separate. And so what they did was they created a new pension fund. And the new pension fund, you as a current employee or a new employee, you had to join that. And then they were allowed to reach in and take the money and put in IOUs. There were billions and billions of dollars in the old pension fund. It's the same thing they did with Social Security. It's the same thing they did with the value of the dollar. They said, we don't need the gold standard.
So here's my question, Bob, for you. As sure. You listen on the radio to the news, or you read news online, or maybe you read a morning newspaper, how is it that you are so poorly informed? I don't mean this is not a slice at you, but in general, how is it that we are so poorly informed about all this stuff? And do you think, this is just a new theory of mine, I've been very critical for years and years and years of the news media. Is there collusion here between members, influential members of the press, some of them anyway, and these people who want to get reelected? How is it that we know so little about, A, what they're doing, and, B, what's in some of these things that they vote on, that we, you know, we're expected to pay for? They don't know what's in it. They say they don't read the bills. And the newspaper doesn't have articles in it that explain simply what's in these bills. Is it time for us to wake up? Wake up, America!
Well, the problem is you get two factions, and you can call them Republicans or Democrats.
Well, that is a problem because the government doesn't work. We're always going to have two different or more. It's healthy to have different points of view, but in this circumstance, it gets used against you and me for their gain. We're the suckers here. We're being sucker punched.
Between being sucker punched and between before a breakfast meeting, which we'll probably have here in the next morning or two, where they'll explain what they just did.
Yeah.
After it's too late for us to allegedly us to do anything.
Well,
they'll
do something about it the next time there's an election, but a lot of people forget about what happens between now, and that's what they count on.
We stand at the doorstep of history,
ready
to realize a centuries-old dream. It's going to be very, very exciting. But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Yeah,
and it's always explained to us by the federal government. It's never really explained to us by anybody who really doesn't have an issue.
All right, Bob, here's the question. Why are we still in Afghanistan? Why is that war being sustained? Why are we spending $1 billion a day to be in Afghanistan? Question,
well,
right? That's a rhetorical question because I got to go, but I appreciate your call. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I can test drive a car before I buy it. I can try out the gym before I join.
So why not try out the savings at Sam's Club free? It's the Sam's Club open house event, August 5th through the 7th, where you can shop for back to class and save more on laptops, supplies, and appliances. No membership required.
Test drive the savings for yourself
at the Sam's Club open house event, August 5th through the 7th. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
O'Reilly. When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here with breaking news. Let's go to Jim in the chopper.
Hey, Flo, looks like Progressive is offering the Snapshot discount. It's their biggest discount ever. Should be huge.
That's big, Jim. But what's with the chopper?
What do you mean? It's a chopper. Choppers are sweet.
They kind of are.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Okay.
The most I've ever seen.
That is. Here we are on the talk radio, talk radio version of Sesame Street. I'm here to teach.
Ooh, and what's today's letter, Dougie?
Richie is Big Bird. I don't know if he's Big Bird. He's giving everybody the Big Bird. Today's letter is W.
Nice.
W is for welcome. Welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I found somebody sent me an email. They're still doing it. Frank Genova. Thank you, Frank. Sends an email along suggesting that we go to WashingtonPost.com where we'll see a list of how each member voted on this bill or any bill. /Congress.
Hmm.
Washington Post. You want to try that, Richie? WashingtonPost.com or Jennifer. /Congress. /112 is what he says. All right, WashingtonPost.com /Congress /112 list of how members voted on this bill. So help yourself to that. That is reasonable information. 800-510-8255, given the controversy and the intense pre-voting reporting, found it surprising and significant. They couldn't find where the representatives were on all
this.
Didn't work.
WashingtonPost.com /Congress /112 did not work.
Really? Okay. Here's
another. Take you to the Washington Post. It says we're unable to locate the page you requested.
If okay. You just go to Congress, you go to 43 Republicans, say they'll reject Reid's plan, but that's about it.
All right, and I think that's probably true. All right, so here's another one, Richie. Try this one. Ned Price says try, let's see here. The roll. What's the name of that newspaper? Roll Call.
Roll Call.
All right. Roll Call Votes. I think maybe might bring you to that. That's what this guy. I'm getting the various and sundry pieces here that Mad Willie has sent along. Mad Willie. Thank you, Mad Willie. We love these people. Ian Watson, thank you. Amy Rostrum, thank you. Bob Dodd, thank you. We got all of this stuff. And then I'm looking. Oh, somebody said they found out how their local senators and representatives in the states were voting. Who's
Yeah, that one worked. Roll call vote. I just searched roll call votes, and it took me to clerk.house.gov. Blah, 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 blah.
Right. Okay. So, there it is. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we have saved the day. There's a lot of discussion also on a lot of these boards. Yeah, I'm going to get back to the budget stuff because I think everybody's talking about it, and we ought to put a different spin on the discussion. 800-510-8255. There is a STEM advisory after last week when it became apparent. You know, I've been following since my own brain scan what goes on in that world, and I've become very – I was talking to a very good friend of mine. Remember John Badaracco, Richie?
Yes.
Yeah, John was here with his family swimming yesterday, and we were talking. Now, he's a kid 42 years old, 43 years old. He's got the American spirit. He understands. He saw a need, and he spoke to it and got a couple of people to work with him because he's a smart, attractive, intelligent guy. He got a couple of partners, and he started two businesses. One of them is something called, it's a franchise called Frozen Ropes.
My son goes to Frozen Ropes.
Okay,
what is that? It's great.
Frozen Ropes.
It's a baseball program for kids.
Baseball. Yeah.
They do from little kids, 4 or 5 years old, on up to high school kids.
Yep. Cool. So he's taken his expertise in understanding training in the body and that sort of thing, and he's built this business, and now they have two franchises locally there. And he also
And the neat thing about Frozen Ropes is they bring major leaguers, minor leaguers and major leaguers in to work with the kids, as well as just
Boston
the on-staff coaches.
Yep, the Boston
comes
around.
Down here they have somebody from the Nationals or the Orioles come in
and
work with the kids for a day or two or something like that. It's a neat thing.
It is a good thing. So there's a good thing. And he and I were talking about this as well. The football business, you think this is going to go away? I guess I'm Peyton Manning signing, a $90 million deal yesterday, highest paid football player ever in the game. And looking at, I happened to be sitting someplace. Where the heck was I that I had to, I was waiting. Oh, I know where it was. I was waiting for a sandwich. And I'm in a play, the NFL HD channel is on, and they're, talking about Peyton Manning and how much money he's going to make and how great it is for football. And I'm looking at these. I've never been a football player, nor have I really been, Richie will tell you, a football fan. I'm not into sports a lot. I like the Red Sox. And actually, truth be told, even though I wouldn't say this to Jennifer, I kind of liked the Dodgers because I like the L.A. L.A. and Boston. Actually,
your home teams.
Los Angeles means more to me as a city than Boston does. Boston, there's something about Boston that I've never really liked. I can't put my finger on it, but I don't really like it. I spend more time. I don't drive in downtown Boston. It's rare for me to be off of the farm unless I get on a plane and go somewhere in the summertime. Wintertime, I'm all over Los Angeles. So I feel even more comfortable driving around L.A.
Hey, quick diversion. Did you see 60 Minutes last night by chance?
I heard.
Mark Wahlberg?
In the car. I didn't hear. I didn't see that part.
Interesting story. A story about him and his life and what just a bad kid he was in Boston, in the slums of Boston.
Yeah, he was in the Funky Bunch.
He was in the Funky Bunch, he was in lockup. He was in the old prison there in Boston because he'd robbed the guy of two cases of beer, beat him so bad the guy lost his eye.
Yeah. Now, Wahlberg was a bad guy.
And he turned it all around in jail.
Yep.
Neat story. Okay.
I think it was the Lincoln Lab. It was the
prison that was from 1919 or something like that.
They built a hotel in
prison.
Yeah, they built a hotel there now.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, last 10 years.
Interesting story.
Mm.
So, anyway, sorry.
Okay, that's all right. So, going back to the Richie's getting his best. He's caught the disease, the ADD stuff.
I know.
Richie's caught it.
Something sparkly.
Well, you're right. Your Boston hometown, it was interesting.
So, anyway. I started out talking about stem cells and its connection to football.
And somehow we got to the Dodgers.
And we got to the Dodgers. Yeah. Well, and then I got to talking about how I like L.A., et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So, meanwhile, backing it up a little bit, Frozen Ropes and the support for kids who want to play baseball versus my wanting to discourage people from playing football or hockey or get involved in wrestling or soccer or all those things because I think that down the road it's a bad sentence for you. It really is. And so this stem cell report that came out last week, how this is the latest in research, those people who are playing football, and this is sort of what comes out of it. with me, I like to find a good with the bad. So even though I don't like football, the NFL was put into a corner by the Players Association, and not much good reporting has come out of this, but I, because I'm interested in it, I sort of watched this side of it. And the agreement, as I understand it, that was made last week to let the to end the lockout and get the players back so that they could start playing football again, included millions and millions and millions of dollars, millions, for the families. It doesn't fix the problem, but what it does is it addresses, they admit to the dangers of playing and what it does to your brain. That's what they've admitted. So, and that's why they're giving this money to the families of those who have died, to the families of those who are suffering, to the pursuing the continuing interest in medically how we're going to deal with Alzheimer's and dementia among our players, which is a problem right now that about 45%, even guys that get out in their 30s, are having brain problems. What'd you tell me, Richie? The average player is 10 years, right? Goes into 22, comes out.
I think they were out around 30.
Gone by 30.
That, yeah.
Okay.
You got to remember, I mean, the Peyton Mannings are...
Yeah, rare.
Know, one, most right. of these guys come in and go in and out in 2, 3, 4 years.
Right.
You
what's
never
his
even
name
know
in Boston?
Names.
What's the guy's name in Boston?
That's Tom Brady?
Brady.
Right.
Okay. Those guys are the exception. Quarterbacks
my
in
last year. My fantasy team quarterback who let me down greatly last year.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, the stem cell research that was announced last week came as a result of the NFL trying to somehow or other mitigate the problem that they have. Now, it isn't just perception. It is reality with playing football. And what the stem cell, they're going to contribute to the stem cell research, and this is somewhat political and some kind of taboo, but yet it looks like there's going to be some outcome that will be positive for those of you or those of us who may have a problem in our frontal lobe with our brain being shaken in whatever way it's been shaken. Mine was shaken when I was a kid falling down the street, down the stairs and whacking my head into a metal door jam. That's what happened to me, and that's what affects my brain now. And this kind of stuff is all very exciting, but the NFL is going to kick in money big time because that's part of the deal. It's part of the settlement to get them back to play. You want us to go back and play? You deal with the problems that are created by the helmets, by the game itself. You're making all this money, these owners were told, and they are, on these guys, on the backs of these guys, who, yeah, maybe Peyton Manning gets paid $90 million. What is the starting salary? You have to get paid $700,000 in order.
I think it's $700,000. It was $600,000. Now it's $700,000. By the way, I just looked it up. 6 years is the average.
Okay. So after 6 years, you may have 6 to 10 years of normal living, and then your brain starts to do what it does, depending on how hard you got hit during your years in the NFL. So this all is sort of circulating back around again. And I thought it was interesting, the attention, anyway, given to the NFL and the opening of practice, and 6 weeks from now they'll be playing, yada, yada, yada. And then all the kids that are getting excited about playing. And so to bring it back around to what we were talking about, my friend John Badaracco, who has frozen ropes, was asked by somebody to have a football camp. And this is, he doesn't know, he and I have not talked about this at all. He said, no, he would not run a football camp because of the danger that is implicit in playing football. And he wouldn't let his son play. And here's a kid who's been an athlete all of his life. You should see his body and his wife's body. They're in my swimming pool. And the way they take care of themselves, he's an athlete. And she's an athlete. And they are serious about it. And they will not involve themselves in any of this stuff. And it's not because they knew about this research. They didn't know anything about what was going on with me until I explained it to them. But instinctively, because he's an athlete, he knows how bad it is. So I say this to you, those of you who are contemplating encouraging your son to play football or some of these other rugged sports, you can throw at the Ray, you played football and it made a man out of me. Okay, fine. What's it going to do out of you? We have an epidemic of dementia and Alzheimer's in our country, Parkinson's disease, that kind of stuff. And whether you like it or you don't like it, the facts speak for themselves as to what causes it. And so, yep, there's a certain amount of hereditary impact here and implication. But more often than not, and the NFL that doesn't want to admit it has the research to prove it. And so what do you do? I mean, you, if you're encouraging your son to play football or your daughter to play soccer or even involved in cheerleading, apparently, that, you know, is very damaging to the brain. We have talked to our Dr. Jack Stockwell about what, in fact, is the effect on your neck.
Who played football?
The neck is the size. What holds your neck, what holds your head onto your shoulders is the size of a quarter. That's what holds. The only thing that holds your neck is a stem that's about the size of a quarter that runs from your neck to your brain, to
pretty
your skull.
Pretty scary, isn't it?
And to think about how these guys get bashed around, it's incredible. And the same, look at the soccer players, men and women. My God, I look at the women that are playing soccer, and they're the most attractive. I think their bodies and how they play is extraordinarily it's challenging, but yet it's to be praised. They're wonderful. I love looking at that stuff because I love those sorts of bodies. But you know what? They're not doing themselves any favors, and neither is anybody else playing soccer. They don't even have any protection. They use their heads to bang that thing around. You got a quarter-sized stem, and you're using that to hit a ball that's coming at you at, what, 40 miles an hour? How fast is that when it hits your brain, when it hits your head? How fast is it going, 40, 45 miles an hour? Well, it's rubber, you say. You know?
Leather.
Leather. Whatever it is.
Anything that goes fast enough is going to hurt.
Yeah, of course it is. So anyway, have I made my point?
I think so.
I got you.
To a point. Thank you. All right.
You know what this is going to end up doing, don't you know?
What I'm saying or what in general is going to happen?
That we'll lose the Peyton Mannings of the world in the football, the intelligent guys, and we'll end up with the guys who would have otherwise maybe been in prison or something like that, you know?
Right.
And we'll be back to the days of the gladiator.
Gladiator.
Yeah. Right. Great. If you would like to market your... I got the first one of these the other day. I was impressed by myself. I got a new cell phone, by the way. Friday night, had enough.
Congratulations.
I got another new cell phone. I did not get a smartphone, though. I'm
working on it. What did you get, just a flip?
There's another flip, but this one's supposed to work much better than the old one that I traded in three times in the past 6 months. These people should be ashamed of themselves for the junk that they sell. Oh, my God. Anyway, so, but I got my first text message marketing item.
Hmm.
And I thought to myself, wow, this is cool. This is what I'm talking about when we talk about Captain Email.
Yeah.
And the text message marketing that's available to your clients, to your prospects on their cell phone. So if you'd like to learn more about this item and get a free trial, a text message, how does this work? Here's what you do. You text Doug to 313131. That's Doug to 313131. It's an easy thing for you to do. You'll figure it out, and you'll like it. Use it. It's 12 before the hour, Richie.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Looking at a politician taking credit for the work that's been done, or the, I don't know if work, the changes that have been made in the budgeting process and how much money is around. Again, this is in Massachusetts where I live in the summertime, and the amount of money that's been set aside to fund science, technology, engineering, and math programs. So that's very cool, but there are other things that are unnecessary. I think the tourism business ought to be promoted by those who have the businesses and not the state, even though they'll say it's good for the state, blah, 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 blah. It's kind of like giving money to your favorite charity. I want to decide what my favorite charity is. I don't want the taxpayer to have to pay for something that I think is great, but they may not think it's great. You know, those sorts of things are never really understood. Most people don't know that politicians pick their favorite, they have their own pet projects, so they choose what they want to do with your money when it comes to what 501c3 they may give to support, et cetera, et cetera. I just think that that's wrong. And one of the things that can be part of the wake-up for the cause. Meanwhile, speaking of waking up, 54 past the hour, better living time. Everything you need to know about practical technology comes from our technology tailor, Alex Goldfein. How addicted to the Internet do you think we all are? Anybody got a
pretty
guess?
Pretty addicted. Yeah. More addicted than we know.
More addicted, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think we probably don't even have a clue. But Alex has done some research, the results of which we will listen to next on Good Day.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the Internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
How addictive is the Internet? As addictive, it turns out, as cigarettes and alcohol. That's according to a new study from British research firm Interspirience. That company found that 53% of people feel upset when they cannot have an Internet connection. Another 40% of those surveyed said they feel lonely if they can't get online. And 23% said they would feel, quote, free if they were cut off from the web, just 23%. According to the AOL blog, one participant who did give up technology for a day described it as, quote, like having my hand chopped off. That's nice. The University of Maryland studied 200 students who gave up the internet earlier this year. Some quotes from that study's participants. I sat in my bed and stared blankly. My nerves were overwhelmed. It felt as though I was being tortured. And my favorite, emptiness, overwhelmed me. This is not family we're talking about, not love, but removal of the internet that made people feel this way. I'm Alex Goldfing.
Wow.
That's
ooh,
funny,
wee,
isn't it?
Ooh, ee, ooh.
Think you could do it? What? No cell phone, no computer, no nothing.
But it's your way of connection. Now, people call me,
for
I use a cell phone all the time. Oh, for a day?
For Sunday.
Yeah, I could do it for a day.
We'd have to do it Sunday because obviously we all, I mean.
Well, I need it on the farm on Sunday. So what do I do?
What for? What do you need technology on the farm for on Sunday?
I use the phone, be back and forth. If I break down somewhere or if somebody's broken down and we need some help or we need to change our focus.
What would you do before cell phones?
We would go jump in the truck and go find whoever it was that we needed to talk to.
Well, so, there you go. Can you do that for a day?
Yeah, but it costs you more money to drive around, use up fuel. It's unfriendly, Richie.
So you can't do it. So it'd be
environmentally
to give up
no,
technology.
No, it isn't impossible. You could do it easily, sure. Not as easily as you'd like.
Apparently, you can't do it easily.
You may be the most addicted, because I look forward to getting rid of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I could do it on a Sunday.
Always after me.
Maybe even a Saturday.
AT&T announced that heavy users of unlimited mobile data are going to see their speeds throttled starting the 1st of October.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
So what does that mean? Unlimited mobile data plan.
That's me.
They don't want to have you use, they want you to pay more.
They changed their plan last year, and the people who could use all the data that they could, watch as many YouTube videos, download as much music, they said, okay, we're ending this, and we're going to tier the thing. So you, the more you use, the more you pay.
Yeah.
But those of us who have been in it for a long time, we got grandfathered in so that we can use all we want. Well, apparently now they're going to make it so that we can use all we want, but we're going to have to pay for it.
It'll cost you.
Right.
Yeah.
So another, wake up, America!
I know.
Missouri banning student-teacher Facebook friendships at the start of school. The law prevents students from having social relationships with their teachers.
See, and my mom, student as a teacher uses Facebook to tell her students things to bring to class and what
in
we
Missouri,
do.
In Missouri, will no longer be able to do
that's
that.
That's cool.
And it'll be, that is good. Don't forget to put your pants on before you come to school.
And she has to tell them that, trust me.
Great. 59 past the hour on Good Day.